Star Wars 7x7 episode 3267. We were going to continue talking about the Ahsoka stuff from Empire Magazine, but there's been breaking movie-related news, and so we're going to talk all about that here on today's episode. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So due to the writer's strike and production delays related to it, there's been a shakeup of the Disney movie release schedule. They just put out a revised schedule today, and there's a bit of a surprise in there. Not that Star Wars movies have been delayed, at least one of them has, but there's also a new Star Wars movie on the docket. All of the Star Wars movies listed on there are untitled, which is not any different from what it's been before, but the December 2025 movie has now been pushed out to May of 2026. There's been another movie added in December of 2026, and then the December 27 movie is still on the calendar. Now, the way I came across this is kind of funny. I happen to see it from Laura Kelly, who is, among other things, the co-host of the Force Toast podcast. She put a, you know, how it started, how it's going meme up on Twitter, referring to the interview that Kathleen Kennedy did with Empire Magazine for their summer 2023 issue. And we were just talking about it here on the podcast last week. It had that quote about how they've realized that they need to make the movies at the pace that they need to be made at and release them at the proper time that they need to be released at. Well, it seems like Disney may have slightly different ideas about the situation. Now, as for what movie in development is going to go into which release slot, they obviously haven't told us, but we can make some pretty educated guesses. For a start, the Charmaine Obaid-Chinoy-directed movie, which features Daisy Ridley returning as Rey Skywalker, that one seems most likely to be headed for the May 2026 slot. We know that Steven Knight was working on a new version of the script and was supposed to deliver it last month, but obviously, you know, strikes and delays and whatnot, and he was working on a script based on concepts that had been broken in a writer's room someplace and then were being developed by Damon Lindelof and Justin Britt Gibson. So that seems like the likely candidate for May of 2026. As far as December of 2026 goes, I had a moment where I thought it was going to be the Dave Filoni movie, but the more I sit with it, the more I think that one is lining up to be the James Mangold Dawn of the Jedi movie. And the reason why I think that is because, in addition to the stuff that's been going on with the writer's strike and production delays and whatnot, we've been talking on the podcast about how in the Disney earnings calls, the investor updates and whatnot, that Bob Iger has been talking about making adjustments to the amount of money that they are spending on the production of shows at Disney Plus, and also considering the release schedule, considering whether they need to be producing the same amount of content that they have been producing to get everything up and running and to get people excited about subscribing to the service. What that means for a potential Dave Filoni movie is that there are very likely two or three more seasons of Star Wars Disney Plus content that have to come out for us to get to the point where we can have the Dave Filoni movie, where it actually makes sense to tell the story of whatever's going to happen in there. So that's where I'm placing my chips. The Charmaine Obaid-Chinoy movie in May of 26, the James Mangold movie in December of 26, and the Dave Filoni movie in December of 27. That leaves five other folks who have movies in some stage of development at this point, as far as we know. And yeah, I suppose it's possible that one of them could jump in to one of the two December slots, I would imagine. So Taika Waititi seems to be the closest person to potentially doing that. He was working on a script with Chrissy Cairns Wilson, and as we talked about last week, Kathleen Kennedy says he has two acts and needs a third, so he's kind of close. Kevin Feige was working on a film with Michael Waldron, but the whole Avengers, Kang Dynasty, and Secret Wars stuff has also been pushed back, so it seems like that is definitely a while away. Patty Jenkins with Rogue Squadron is still in development. Kathleen Kennedy confirmed that in the article from Empire Magazine we were discussing last week, so, you know, that's out there as well. Then, of course, there's Rian Johnson, who, as Kathleen Kennedy said, just keeps getting more and more successful, and so his stuff gets pushed further and further out. And then, just to remind you, Sean Levy, the guy behind Stranger Things and the Night at the Museum movies and whatnot, he is also in line for working on a Star Wars movie at some point too. I don't think he's going to be able to get to anything before 2027, especially now that Stranger Things season 5 is probably delayed as well. But, you know, mentioning it so that way it's on your radar. So that covers all 8 Star Wars movie situations that are either in some form of development or are going to be in some form of development as far as we know and have been told so far. And yeah, that's the breaking movie news for you for this episode of the podcast. So it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited, or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day from Movement. Whether your mom is into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, everything at Movement is up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale. A watch is a gift that celebrates all the time you spent with mom. And a Movement watch is even more than that. Movement uses industry-leading materials for their fresh, modern watch designs, from technically complex ceramics to vintage-inspired style. All for an incredible value your wrist and wallet will both love. And with one-size-fits-all convenience and fast free shipping and returns, it's a stress-free shopping experience. Save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with Movement. Get up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.